Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, good morning. Happy President's Day today. It's a pretty good day for me today because, you know, my son's birthday is today. It's President's Day. And I want to know from you, the listeners in the Common Sense Club, you know, what's your favorite president? One, and that's the one that did the most to, you know, forward this little experiment we call America, land of the free and the home of the brave. And keeping in mind that the 2016 election cycle is gearing up and all of that stuff, which former president would you like the next president to embody? So that's my question, that open question, and I have it on my social media, so feel free to leave feedback there, or you can call in 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air into the conversation, or extension 1, you just leave it on the rant line, and we'll play them back on air. So, there you go. That's the open question for today. On this President's Day, and I guess, and I didn't know this because, you know, my kids are at Shanley and Sullivan. I guess, you know, folks are kids anyway, have a day off from school today. I didn't know that till like this morning. I'm like, wow, I didn't. And there you go. Do you think they should have a President's Day off? I don't know. I mean, I'd say the more learning you get in your head, the better. But there you go. Anyway, so finally getting a little snow. I'm glad to see that. And the snow we got last night was really good, like snowboarding snow. Just, it's kind of bad we don't have any place, you know, right around here to do a little snowboarding. And also, you know, they're doing that earthworks over there by Dyke West. So I just kind of put the kibosh on my winter, my winter exercise, my winter, fun anyway, sports. But, what do you do? What do you do? We are in Fargo. So, a couple of big stories, huge stories in the news locally and, you know, on the global scale. I'm going to hit a couple of the local stories first. And I'm going to say, you know, right off the bat, when I mention this first story, let's remember, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Seriously, there's the whole parable about the speck in one eye and the hunk of lumber in your own eye and the glass house and all of that stuff comes into play. So please be considerate but when we're discussing this topic, because no one is perfect. Everybody's given to this, that, and the other thing. Dave Mata on Sunday was talking about the apostles and how those guys were not perfect. And actually, he compared Jesus to, building a company and getting some legal advice from, you know, a guy that, you know, puts together businesses. And that none of the apostles would have passed the test. They would all have problems. Some of them were prone to fits of anger. Others were, you know, not persons. But the one person that they thought would be great and would be Jesus's right-hand man, should be his right-hand man, was Judas Iscariot. He was a people person. He had contacts. He was, you know, this, that, and the other thing. So, but keeping that in this context, Kirsten Baszler, DPI, head of DPI, I'm sure we all know what happened, was arrested for domestic violence. Now, This is huge because, you know, we're just off that whole Common Core fight, and, you know, something like this happens. And my phone was blowing up yesterday. Just want to get your take on that. And let's be respectful. But definitely want to talk about it. I think we'd be remiss if we did not. And I'll give you my take probably around the third segment of the show. But I just want to get your take on it. And I guess, you know, to the folks in power, they were going on her credibility and her trustworthiness and that sort of thing when they voted down the bill that would stop Common Core. You know, so in, I guess in that context, you know, where does it go from here? I guess is where I'm going with that. And again, please be respectful. Another topic I would love to discuss today is the House killed the tobacco tax increase. I think that was awesome. I think that was great because I could see a litany of problems with that thing. On the not so good front, they increased restrictions on e-cigs. So there you go. Want to know how you feel about that? Couple of bad things that happened over the weekend. I'm looking at that video. This is ISIS. Killed 21 Egyptian Christians. They line them up on the beach and that sort of thing. And the only thing I could think about while I'm looking at that is President Obama saying, we got them on the run, you know, that sort of thing. You know, they're on the run, they're losing ground, this, that, and the other thing. It just does not seem that way to me. Every other day, we got one of these videos popping up. I'm hearing conflicting stories, you know? I hear one news station saying one thing and another one saying a whole other thing. I saw a map that basically said, you know, ISIS is gaining ground. One good thing that I see coming out of this is I see a lot more of those countries over there in the Middle East stepping up to the plate, like Egypt did. You know, they started with their bombing. Saudi Arabia, I saw that they were coming out condemning and stepping up to the plate and that sort of thing. So I think some good could come out of it, but man, to watch that video, you got 21 folks lined up and just, wow, Christians. And I know that there are folks out there, folks that I call friend, that say, you know, we're not the world's policemen. We shouldn't be, you know, sticking our beaks in, you know, that sort of thing. I don't agree. I think that when you have something that is on this level of atrocious, this level of barbarism, you got to do something. And then you have apparently over the weekend, a random guy picked a random synagogue where a bunch of random people were having like a random bat mitzvah or something. Actually, it was a free speech rally and a bat mitzvah. But, you know, all ISIS connected, all Islam connected, all terrorists connected. So what do we do? What do we do? And what do you do when you have a president that not only will not even acknowledge that they're Islamic terrorists, kind of dismisses them, dismisses ISIS, you know, the JV team, you know, we got them on the run, that sort of thing. What do you do when he's that detached from reality? Meeting with the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, never been a really good friend to the president of Egypt. Yeah, the Egypt is stepping up in a big way. You know, what do you do? And again, I guess that kind of leads to my question about which former president would you like the next president to embody? Because that guy's going to have his plate is going to be full. It is going to be full. So you want someone in there that is a fixer. I mean, the one good thing about Romney is he used to go in there. I mean, he would go, his whole MO was to go in, take a failing business model and turn it to profitability. Not saying I want Romney in there by a long shot. I mean, not by a sight. But I'm just saying, we need someone that can go in there and rehab our image, our economy, our presence on the world stage. You know, we need someone to reform us. And I'd like to know from you, you know, which former president would you like to see in the next president? I guess that's my open-ended question at 855-217-76. Extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. You're going to talk to Blanky the Column, and maybe we'll have Ellen Ratner. I think she's in Somalia right now. But we're going to do all of that and more on the other side of this break, so stay tuned.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can. At a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Man, oh man. I like that upbeat little ditty there, because normally on a Monday morning, I'm singing that Monday. It's kind of dreary, kind of, you know, that sort of thing. And not today, because I have Blankita Cullum on the line. How you doing, Blankita?
I am wonderful, because I get to be with you and your audience.
That's awesome. Right back
and
at you. Ray of Sunshine.
I just clicked on your Facebook. I put Reagan.
Oh, did you now? Okay.
Yeah.
I like Jamie's feedback with Calvin Coolidge, constitutional conservative. I like that. I like Reagan because, you know, he was a no-nonsense guy. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall sort of thing. And I think we need people like that when we're dealing with ISIS. Which leads me to my question for you. I'm getting conflicting information here, Blanquita. I need some help. I hear on one hand, folks are saying that, you know, ISIS is on the run, you know, they're losing power, that sort of thing. On the other hand, I see this video, they got 21 Christians lined up and they're doing their whole ISIS jihadist thing. And I see a map where they're actually gaining ground. What is the truth? I mean,
they're gaining ground. And the problem is that, now you've got, well, I guess I would say not a problem. I would say an awakening, because now you have Democrats who are telling the president, wake up. You know, they're getting very upset, especially after what happened in Copenhagen. You know, even in Ontario, they had an incident. It was a copycat. Don't know that it was. They say it was not culturally based. In other words, they don't believe it was driven by extremist Muslims. But, you know, right now, we got to get it together. And finally, some Democrats are joining the Republicans and saying, snap out of it. We got to figure this out. Because, and then you have Egypt asking for help from President Obama. I mean,
Blanquita, is it just me, or where is the UN in all of this? Isn't that what, you know, they're set up to do, to, you know, to go into these kind of hot spots and to kind of, aren't they supposed to be the world police, not us?
Yeah, but you know what? They've never done a good job. You know that.
They've never done a job.
Those guys in blue armbands, and in fact, I can remember, you know, in the old days, back when President W. Bush came in, and people were very concerned that American military were going to have to be under the command of the United Nations. And I can remember asking at that time Governor Bush, would he allow that? And he said no, because the American military certainly didn't want to take orders from the UN, and the concern about that was countries that didn't have any kind of real military or a comprehension of American law or respect for the same kind of governmental, you know, democracy republic that we have, we're going to be giving our guys orders. So
right.
I'm not so sure that we want to have the UN going in there and leading American troops. We want an American leader to be a commander-in-chief that can allow the strategy and the American military to go in there and do their job.
Right. I don't know. We pay the lion's share of the UN's operating budget and the fees and all that stuff, and we all know they're located right here in the good old U.S. of A. and that
and
sort
New
of
York
thing.
City.
Yeah, I look at them and I think I see a big sucking money hole, one, and two, people that are in there supposedly for human rights and, you know, humanitarian efforts and that sort of thing. And you have members there that are openly hostile to human rights and they never have it. I mean, there is absolutely nothing going on there that helps out, in my opinion, on the world stage. Absolutely none.
Yeah, but we have allies that we could be working with. And we have now new allies coming to the table. And we've got some serious concerns in countries like Algeria, Turkey, obviously Syria, obviously a lot, you know, the areas around Egypt. We got to start looking at the map, okay? Americans need to start going back and learning their geography, because this helps us to understand where the threat is and how it affects us and who are the players at the table. So consequently, you know, we need to be able to encourage our members of Congress to be able to have an active participation in making sure that this country's national security is working toward protecting us, and that the White House responds, because right now the White House, you know, where were they this weekend? Where was the statement from the White House and what happened in Copenhagen? I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people are saying, you know, enough with your time off. No more playing golf. Why don't you play president? Why don't you get out there and find a way to do your job, the job that, that even if you're not our side of the aisle, that you have a responsibility when you took that oath of office to maintain.
And what Blanquita is referring to is that random guy that picked that random synagogue where a bunch of random folks were having a random bat mitzvah and free speech rally. So that's what she's referring to there. And I'm with you. Where is President Obama, you know, when things like this are going on? And it was a pretty big news weekend, especially
really
with that going
on.
A
lot of journalists died. A lot of really, you know, great journalists have died this past week. I saw that too. Bob Simon. Bob Simon, who was with 60 Minutes. Bob Simon was, as people say, the real deal. The guy who was the 73-year-old journalist who had been with 60 Minutes. But I mean, he'd been incarcerated when he was in Iraq. He'd been on in Israel during the various battles that have occurred between the borders there. The guy was really principled, and a real, as they call him, a reporter's reporter. And at a time when we've seen the big fraud on NBC, and we're seeing now that, you know, guys like Jon Stewart, who I actually think is a very good performer, are stepping down. And there was a David Garth who died. And also my good friend, who was the editor-in-chief of Arnon de Borgrov, who he was the editor-in-chief of the Washington Times, passed away. So a new crop of journalists are coming up. You know, I look at my own son, who's out there covering the Pentagon every day, and others who are principled. But, boy, I'll tell you, right now we have to demand more from our media. We have to certainly demand more from our president and from our state and local representatives. And I'll tell you what else I encourage your audience to be keeping in touch with is the governor of the state, because a lot of those governors, as you know, run for president, and yeah, they have a very powerful voice out there in politics, and especially when it comes to regards to your great state.
Oh, man, I agree. What do you I'm looking at the old crop of journalists and the new crop, and I guess this is a question that I'll ask you tomorrow, or maybe I'll post it as a Facebook question to you, and you can give me your feedback that way. Thanks, Blanquita.
You know I will, Leanne. Okay.
Awesome. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
I want MyPillow to be your pillow. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hinnon. You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and I do love it. I'm getting a great night's sleep that goes with me everywhere, but I've heard from folks who had migraines, insomnia, snoring, neck pain, restless leg syndrome, TMJ, sleep apnea, all kinds of different allergies and asthma, and they say, you know what, this has really helped. It does help. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, and find out more about how, if you have any of those things I mentioned, this pillow can help you. That's what it's here for. And by the way, it comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to just trying it. And we have a great deal right now. The original classic pillow is 2-for-1 because we're celebrating. MyPillow has the designation of the National Sleep Foundation official pillow. So get the 2-for-1 deal. That's a 50% savings when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, the promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. And tell them Scott sent you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. You guys are my co-host. And you're my co-host because if you pick up the phone and you dial 855-200-1776, extension 2, we banter on air. So you're like my co-pilots. There. Anyway. A little feedback on my my questions. You know, one, happy President's Day with the 2016 election cycle gearing up. Which former president would you like the next president to embody? Some folks are saying Calvin Coolidge. Got some folks saying Reagan. I think Reagan is winning now, as a matter of fact. Jefferson. It's a good one. And on Sunday, I believe it was, I posted my quote of the day was a Jefferson quote, Thomas Jefferson, God who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? I think that's an excellent quote. And from way, way, way back when, man, you know, and he's speaking truth to the masses. I think that's one of the reasons why we see our country in such a state of disrepair. I heard, and this blew my mind, and I'm going to get some background info on it. I heard that there were, that these folks were fighting to stop the government from forcing them, or stop like Planned Parenthood or someone from forcing them to cover, you know, abortion-causing pills. Okay, that's the context. They won their court battle, but in an unprecedented—I mean, this has never happened in the history of legalese—they were ordered to pay the losers legal fees. And it just had me scratching my head. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. They won the fight that says, you know, we don't want to, you know, fund any type of pills that could induce abortion. And the courts say, well, you know, you got that right. You win this case, but you got to pay the losers legal fees. I'm like, what? Wait. And that's the state of confusion that's going on in our beloved nation now, and I said that in that context we've gotten completely away from inalienable rights and where they come from. So to me, it is not a point of confusion over why we have so many people on the government dole, or why our kids are in such a state, I'll say, as, you know, instant gratification, you know, short attention spans, lack of respect for, you know, authority or their elders and that sort of thing. It's eyes wide open. I understand completely. And so I guess my answer to that question, I would try to wrap it. There'd be a mixture in my next president of presidents. I like Coolidge because of, you know, his constitutional prowess, you know, sticking to the whole founding documents thing. I like Reagan because, you know, he is stone-jawed, you know, ice cold conservative, you know, and he will face down danger with a stony gaze, you know. Communism, Mikhail Gorbachev, you know, hey, tear down this wall. Yeah, get out the pickaxes and the bulldozer, get this thing down, let's get freedom, let freedom ring over here. That's a Reagan there. I'd also love to see a little Jefferson, man. You know, a little, and not Jefferson Airplane or Airship. I'm talking about Thomas Jefferson with that whole, you know, God and country. God and country. You see what I'm doing there? I would love to see that. So I would like that a mixture, you know, the best parts of those three in our next president. So it can't be some milquetoast, weak-kneed rhino. Definitely can't be some commie-loving the Democrat or liberal. It's got to be somebody that's a rock-ribbed Republican, conservative, constitutional. Even I would take someone that even leaned libertarian on many issues right now, because we got to do something to get this ship righted, man. Okay, and that's my assessment of the first question that I put up on Facebook. Now to the sticky wicket, I'm going to say. DPI, Kirsten Baszler. Now, I posted yesterday tons of feedback, and you can go to my social media and read it. I'm not going to read all of them, but I'm going to tell you my assessment. One, we should absolutely pray for her. Absolutely pray for her, her family situation, and seriously pray that she gets the help that she needs. Not the help that we think she needs, but the help that she actually needs. And we don't know. We have no clue. These are two people, and again, you know, nobody's perfect. No one. Not a person in my listening audience, not your humble host here. No one is perfect. So I pray that she gets the help in whatever form it is, the help she needs, and the help that her significant other needs. I really hope they can work through this. I don't think that is possible now. I I've been wrong before, so I don't know what's going on with them, but I do know that, one, once the government gets involved, things get bad. Two, I know for a fact that when special interest folks get involved, things go south. The only thing that can help her and help him and their situation is both of them owning their responsibility, owning their part in this whole thing. And at first, when these first started, you know, when I first started getting all of this feedback on this story, you know, that was the tenor. But then I saw her statement, and I had to shake my head. Because to me, to my eyes and ears, her statement is a statement where she is playing the victim. She's not owning up to her part in all of this. And this is separate from Common Core, separate from all of that stuff. She's not owning up. She's placing the blame on him. And that's what I have a problem with. Don't have a problem with, I mean, seriously, nowadays, you know, if you're yelling loud, you can get a domestic disturbance. If you're, and let's just be honest. People fight. They do. They argue. Sometimes they throw stuff. I mean, it's something that we do. It's not pretty. Not something that, you know, you encourage or whatever. You definitely need counseling, that sort of thing that is going on. But people fight. They do. And they move on. They do. That's a fact. I don't see them moving on from this, especially if you're not owning up to your part. If it's always someone else's fault, then why would you change? Period. I think it's preemptive, and I think that, you know, she pretty much had to, you know, issue that statement because her job. I mean, my goodness, and I'm not going to speculate, but, you know, and I've heard some horror stories about the guy. I've also heard some stories about her. But I really, really think, I mean, I hope she gets the right counsel and not the counsel that she wants to hear. I guess that's what I'm saying. And I am praying that she gets the correct counsel. Someone without any biases, someone that's not going to paint her as a victim, someone that's going to sit her down and sit him down and say, hey, you guys have a problem. Let's see what we can do to work it out. That's what I'm praying for. So, there you go. That's my two cents. I welcome. And I'm sorry if I was going on and on and I didn't clarify who I'm speaking about. It's Superintendent Kirsten Baszler. She was arrested for domestic violence this weekend. And my apologies. I should have led with that. But, yeah. Superintendent Kirsten Baszler was arrested for domestic violence. Apparently, her fiancé got into an altercation, and the end of that altercation left him with a visible bruise or wound and dried blood on his face, and she left. Police were called, and there was enough evidence at the scene to arrest her. So that's it in a nutshell. And before we, like, jump all over her, you know, and that sort of thing, I've been slapped before. I mean, and, again, I don't condone it. I don't say, you know, good on her for slapping him or whatever. I've been slapped before. I've had drinks thrown in my face. I had a very pregnant, upset wife throw something at me before. It happens. Do I think that, you know, someone should be arrested for it and have their careers ruined for it? I don't think so. I'm just going to be honest about that. I don't think so. Does she need help? Absolutely. Yes, she does. He does too. But I'm hoping and I'm praying that they get the help that they need and not the help that maybe they want, if that makes any sense. You know, and maybe I don't, and maybe I'm not phrasing that right. I just hope they get the correct help and not the coddling help. I guess that's what I'm saying. Bob out in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Morning, Leon. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the president, who I would like to see right now. You know, given our state of, I would like to call it insecurity in our country with our borders, and a president who releases, you know, five top shelf detainees from Guantanamo and allows the release of Baghdadi. You know, doesn't really quite take any action when all Christians are being, you know, slaughtered around the world. And
did you see that video? Did you see that video?
But I can just imagine. But I would certainly like to see Dwight D. Eisenhower in office right now because he loved America. He supported our allies.
Hey, Bob, can you give... Hey, Bob, can you hang on a second, and I'll let you finish up on the other side of the break. That music means we're right up against the break. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Hi.
hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Checking out the Facebook, getting the feedback from on there, and I'm Reagan is winning hands down. I'm just going to say that, but I do like Kurt's threefer, Abraham, Calvin, and Reagan. I like that. I could do that. I could dig that. And Bob out in Grafton was sharing with us, you know, his presidential. If he could embody a president and the very next president, who it would be and why. So Bob, I'm going to let you finish up.
Thank you, Leon. Yeah. The reason I said Dwight D. Eisenhower, Ike, was so, you know, quite a few reasons. We don't have time to discuss it now. But, you know, you want to talk about a president. Those other selections are good. But at this point in time in history with our nation and the threats that we face, you know, if you want to talk about a president who championed brotherhood and unity in our country, that would be Eisenhower. When the war effort took place back then, I mean, our whole country came together as one. The men went off to fight. The women, they went into the factories and the assembly lines, and they were making bombs and guns and tanks and jeeps, and women across the country donated all their nylon stockings, and households donated all their brass to make casings for bullets and so on and so forth. But he took it straight to the enemy space. When after we got hit Pearl Harbor, that was enough. And he took it straight and to the enemy. And another thing, he didn't telegraph and tell the enemy what he wasn't going to do, what he was or what he might do or what he wasn't going to do or any, nonsensical lines in the sand. I mean,
yeah.
I just love that guy. And there was no, there was security in communications with what we're going to do and plans and stuff like that. It's just so many things about Ike Eisenhower. But also, he gave us a warning, too. As he didn't thrive on war, he also gave us a warning when he left office, if you remember. He gave us the warning of, beware the military-industrial complex, companies and complexes, and globalists or, war profiteering. He was against that. But
yeah.
He did what he needed to do, and we took it to Hitler and to Japan at the same time. And
good point.
That really embodied American patriotism and brotherhood throughout this country and throughout this land. Not the diversity and the things that go on with Mr. President that just, in my humble opinion, are just so disgusting and just
divisive.
So
absolutely. Thanks for your feedback, Bob. Cogent, as always, man, call in anytime. I agree. Wow. Summed that up pretty nice. And I was watching a Special Forces guy this weekend, and something he said to me really, really just stuck in my brain. He said he could not. He said right off the bat, if President Obama is his president, and if he says go there, kill that guy, that's what he's going to do because he, that's who he is. And this is a no nonsense guy. But he says, man, I really wish he would quit telegraphing. All he needs to do is grab the mic, say, hey, we're coming to get you, and do a mic drop. And just have ISIS, just wondering, wait a minute, what, he sounds serious. Not all this pandering and the cotton footing around and that sort of thing. Just, they do something like this video, this horrible video. Just come on, TV, make sure it's broadcast all over the world and go, hey, we asked you guys to knock it off. Now we're coming to get you. Mic drop. I'm out. And just have them wondering, wait a minute, what's he going to do? There's got to be some message in there. The message is, we're coming to get you, period. And I loved it, man. And I think we need a president that will do that, not say, well, this is what we're not going to do. A, B, probably won't be doing D, maybe a little bit of C, and definitely not any F or G. So, but that's the plan. No. I don't want a president that does that, I want my next president to say, hey, we're coming over there, and we're putting the boots on, and you won't see us coming, but we'll be there. We'll be the shadow around every corner. That's what I want. I'm sorry. And some folks would say, that's a militaristic or some type of belligerent attitude. But I think that these guys, they need to know that it is unacceptable to go and videotape this level of barbarism and everybody just kind of cotton foots around. No, I think that they need a very, very hard reality check because they're giving us a harsh reality check. These folks mean to kill us. They mean to terrorize. They don't care how they do it, what means they use. That's their aim, man. And we need to respond in kind. Mic drop, please, with the next president. Anyway, there you go. And again, The last note on the Kirsten Baszler thing, I hope and pray she gets the help that she needs, not the help that she wants. And there's a mic drop right there. One other thing I want to make sure I touch on before I leave, the Anthem data breach. There's a scam associated with that breach, and it seems like we hear about a data breach every other week. Attorney General Wayne Stengem is cautioning North Dakota residents that scam artists are taking advantage of that data breach. So be sure that if you get an email that says, you know, credit monitoring services that we're offering, put in your social security number and all that identifying info, don't do it. Be aware that this is a scam. What's on your mind with Scott and Todd coming up right after this?
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.